The Promise of New Facilities. We're visiting today with Jeff Sindelar, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Jeff, you have an exciting new project. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We sure do have an exciting new project. It's a brand new, state-of-the-art, one of the best in the world meat science laboratories, and it's being constructed on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus, so we are super excited.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about what'll be in this new building.
This building will be different than any other meat lab in the country and probably in the world, because it will be a meat lab that will be dedicated to conducting the research, teaching, and outreach activities of the future of what this field and this discipline holds.
Jeff, can you give us an example of a specific type of research that may be done here that can't be done now?
Well, there's a number of things that we'll be able to do in the new building, which we are currently not able to do now. The new building will have a state-of-the-art biosafety level 2, also known as a pathogen lab, and we'll be able to conduct a number of microbial testing and evaluations focused on meat and poultry processing. This facility, this brand new meat science lab, will be able to host a number of unique teaching, research, and outreach programs that we certainly have never been able to do here in our current facility.
Jeff, when do you hope to break ground on this building?
I'm excited to announce that the breaking ground will take place either in late November or sometime in December. The construction of the facility will take approximately 18 months, and we'll be opening and having occupancy in the fall of 2018.
What about the students, Jeff? What are they going to get out of this?
The students will gain the most from this project. The students will be exposed to cutting-edge equipment, cutting-edge technologies, cutting-edge people who will be involved with teaching, research, and outreach activities, cutting-edge ways of learning about meat science and food safety, and definitely cutting-edge knowledge about being in a state-of-the-art facility, which very closely represents some of the most state-of-the-art meat and poultry facilities across the country.
And Jeff, maybe briefly you could give us a little idea of what the meat business in the state looks like.
The meat industry is one of the oldest industries in the state. It's one of the largest and most important industries in the state from an economic perspective. It represents nearly 500 meat and poultry processing plants, employing over 20,000 individuals, and has nearly $30 billion of economic impact to the state of Wisconsin.
We've been visiting today with Jeff Sindelar, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.